Now that successful models of hybrid electric vehicles have been created, companies are working on ways to make the cars more efficient. Thanks to a $3.9 million award from the U.S. Department of Energy, some of that research will take place here in Arkansas. The recently awarded grant will allow University of Arkansas electrical engineering researchers to continue working on the development of a compact and highly efficient silicon carbide charger for hybrid electric vehicles. Alan Mantooth, professor and director of the university's National Center for Reliable Electric Power Transmission, explains that winning an R&D 100 award last year helped set things in motion.
So we're now working with the Toyota Technology Center, a new center in Detroit that Toyota opened up a couple of years ago. And we're working with them on these power modules that are the electric drive for an electric vehicle. And what we won the R&D 100 award for was exactly that sort of technology, but we hadn't applied it to a car. And so we wanted to go a little further and get hooked up with one of the automakers. So Toyota came calling, and so that was perfect. So then we had Arkansas Power Electronics and the University of Arkansas, which we'd worked together on the R&D 100 thing, and now we have Toyota. And Oak Ridge National Lab is a partner in this, as well as Cree Research. And Cree is a key because they're the foundry. They're the ones who make the stuff. Toyota provides the application. And then Oak Ridge, Arkansas, and Arkansas Power Electronics, we do most of the research. Okay. So putting together that kind of team, we did that through the spring of last year. And submitted the proposal in May. And we're selected for award in August, and then we've gone through the contractual phase, and now we're all under contract and rolling.
The grant is part of the DOE's Advanced Research Projects Agency Energy Program and will benefit a collaborative partnership that includes five private and public entities. The UA team and their partners will work on building integrated circuits out of a new material called silicon carbide. Mantooth explains that the material itself is not new, but new for integrated circuits. The research will occur during the course of 3 years, and the new technology is expected to be used in a future model of the Toyota Prius.
Toyota's platform for our new technologies, it's for the charger in the electric vehicle, the plug-in electric. So if you think about it, most people understand that there's a battery charger. They know what that is. Well, this charger is actually going to be integrated in the car so that you can take most anything as long as the plug adapter works and you won't damage your battery in your car, because they have the charger on board and they won't allow you access to the battery terminals except through the charger. So that way you can't hurt the battery, because those are very expensive. And so this charging electronics is pretty key. And they're targeting right now the fifth generation Prius as the platform. Right now you can go to the dealership and buy the third generation. And the fourth generation technology has already been decided, and it will be a plug-in hybrid. And then the fifth generation would be, you know, this new technology we're providing. And it'd be more efficient, it'd be lighter weight, so the car would be more efficient. So it's really a win for the automaker. And so, you know, there'll certainly be a point in our research where we'll be in a cost reduction mode to try to make it cheaper, because, you know, cars are pretty cost sensitive. But for the early days here, it's just prove it out as a superior technology.
The silicon carbide will be useful in creating these circuits because of its ability to withstand high temperatures. The technology the project is pursuing is something Mantooth has been wanting to look at for about a decade.
We had a vision that if you're going to build high temperature electronics that can withstand the temperatures you'll find underneath the hood of a car, where that hot engine is, you know, you need to go to different materials than what we build computers and iPhones out of, because those electronics won't survive the high temperatures. They'll melt and fail. And silicon carbide, being a high temperature material, has been researched for decades as a possible solution. Well, over the last 15 years, it's really started to come into its own. For power devices, for high power devices, high power electronics, like you would connect to the grid, you know, solar array kind of stuff and that sort of thing. And so it was an obvious choice for automotive electronics, but the problem was we weren't sure we could build them in integrated form, a little chip form. You know, power devices are as big as your hand, but we needed something in integrated form. And so as a result, you know, we that's how we kind of got started down this, was how do we figure out how to do this? So much thought has gone into that through the years. And then we got to a point where we had a credible theoretical argument, and now we have a fabrication house that thinks they can build it. And so that's how we got to this point. And so now how we're going to approach it is we're going to build a bunch of test circuits, just test circuits to see if they're performing the way we expect, to validate our theories. And once we've done that, then we'll build integrated circuits like you would think of computer chips. We'll start building those kinds of things out of this material. And that's the key. And once we can do that. And so that process will actually take about 3 years. So it's a lot of experimentation, a lot of mathematical modeling to predict what will happen using computer simulations. But, you know, that's what we do every day. That's the nature of electronics. We simulate it on a computer first. Then we build it and see how well it performs against our models, refine our models, and do it again.
Mantooth adds that higher temperature electronics operate more efficiently.
So what's going to happen is we won't have as much loss. See, you pay the electric bill at your home, and if you're charging your car, your electric bill is going to go up. And if that's inefficient, it's going to go up needlessly. You're going to pay for that inefficiency. So high temperature electronics, more efficient. You don't pay as much money for that electricity. So that's where what we're doing right now is a step toward putting these electronics under the hood in the engine, where it's the electronics that actually drive the electric motor, because that's really hot under there. The charging doesn't get as hot, but the electronics that drive the motor that drive your wheels, that does get real hot. And so this is actually one step in that direction. So we're not going to stop with the charger. We're actually going directly under the hood for our second project. We just don't have funding for that one yet. So that's our vision, but you got to have a roadmap. So the roadmap is charging electronics and then what we call the drive electronics, the electronics that go under the hood.
The development of this new technology will allow hybrid electric vehicles to run more in electric mode than in gas mode. In the end, it should provide more efficiency and less gas usage, Mantooth explains, because more electrical energy is available when you have the ability to charge it more. Building the integrated circuits to accomplish this goal is a new endeavor, and Mantooth says not a lot of people can build them. General Electric can build the circuits, Purdue has done some work in the lab, and now Cree Incorporated will be building them as part of this project. Mantooth says he is happy to be on the cutting edge of this technology.
You like to be first. It's nice to pioneer, you know, undiscovered countries. So we're enjoying that part of it. Sure, we're going to make some mistakes. That happens. But, you know, I think actually we're not the least bit scared about the fact that we're one of the first to this and the first doing this work. We're very excited about that. That's part of the fun.
The benefits of the project could extend beyond vehicles into other areas such as wind and solar power, and could lead to reduced energy consumption in the U.S. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.